It is Thursday, December 28th, 2023. This is the latest from WRL News. I'm Dan Haggerty. We'll start with the weather. The sunshine is back with temps in the other upper 50s and lower 60s today. The cold will move out overnight, though, and dip into the 30s as you go to bed. A bit colder tomorrow. Partly cloudy to close out your week on a Friday with temps in the mid-50s. A lot of you curious about the New Year's Eve forecast, what it's going to look like. So far, it looks like it's going to be pretty nice. Chilly out there, though. For the full details, watch one of our newscasts. Our meteorologists are wrapping it all up for you. So today, for the first time since the pandemic began, more people have been hospitalized with flu than with COVID in North Carolina. There's a full breakdown of these new numbers and the trajectory. And of course, these numbers came out. They're summarizing data prior to the Christmas holiday or then the New Year's Eve holiday. A lot of people getting together. Experts say the numbers will only increase from here as we move into the new year. Today is expected to be the busiest day out there on the roads as people head home from their holiday destinations. We also have folks who are moving on to their New Year's Eve plans and a lot of people traveling for that as well. The best time to hit the roads, whether it be today, it's going to be at this point after 8 p.m. or if you're traveling tomorrow as well, it's either in the morning or at night after 8 p.m. The worst time to travel would be between essentially 10 a.m. in the morning and 8 p.m. In the afternoon. That's when, the busiest time of the day, probably when you are looking to head out. We're all on the same page when it comes to traveling over the holidays. So VinFast electric cars have made their way from Vietnam to Cary. Right now, Leith VinFast has vehicles in its lot, and they go on sale today, the dealership being the first in the state to sell VinFast vehicles and the first non-factory-owned dealership in the entire country. Of course, VinFast still planning on that manufacturing plant in Chatham County. They expect to produce 150,000 vehicles every year out of that plant when it is completed in 2025. That's the latest from WRAL News. Of course, we always keep you updated here on the website and on Alexa during the briefings for breaking news, weather, and traffic and coverage you can count on. If you're near a radio or in your car, you can always listen to WRAL News Plus. It's on 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.